time toward what feels best. People who don't feel good would not be coming in and out of your experience on any kind of a regular basis. But what happens in the society in which you live is that you make these relationships with people that you call family or mate or even friends in many cases. And you make these promises or vows that say, I'll always be there for you. And what you're saying is, I'll be there for you even if we have vibrational differences, which is trying to defy the laws of the universe. Because if you have vibrational differences, you cannot be there for them. But because you say, I will be there for you, at conscious and unconscious levels, you keep adjusting your vibration to hold them in your experience. Now, you don't always do that. You do that sometimes. But the reason, more often than not, that almost everyone would find themselves in that situation is that instead of looking at what you want for them or what you know they want for them, you keep looking at what is for them. And what happens, we've been talking about this a great deal here today, when someone is standing here and they'd like to be over there, but all they do is talk about what's over here, they can't get over there because they continue to escalate and amplify the vibration that is over here. And so as you become, as most people are, an observer of what is, as you observe them where they are, then you get so that you can't see them in any other place also, you see. And so as people are important to you and you continue to observe them where they are, then you begin to feel increasingly uncomfortable because they begin to be the reason, it seems, for you to have split energy because they tell you what they desire and you activate that in your vibration. And then you look at where they are and you activate that in your vibration. And so now you've got this split energy going on within you and it feels like it's their fault. And if you get very many people like that in your experience, you better slow your desires on their behalf down a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to have a hard time. So we want to recap here. We want to be clear about what we've just said here. The only thing that is important to you, and by that we mean to the experience that you have and to the benefit or value that you can give to anyone else. And as someone who cares so much about other people, it's all the same thing. In other words, when you take the time to line your energy up, then you are not only thriving yourself, but you are of your greatest value to anyone else. And so the easiest way to approach this is by saying, nothing is more important than that I feel good. I'm of no value to anyone unless I feel good. And when I am feeling good, I'm of value to everyone. That doesn't mean that everyone has access to you, because everyone doesn't have access to you. When you feel great and they feel rotten, they don't have access to you. And if you're going to be together, somebody's going to have to adjust your vibration. And chances are, they're not going to get feeling great overnight, you see. And so as someone who cares so much, then you end up lowering your vibration, then resenting them for it or resenting the situation for it. And we think that's what's at the heart of your assessment here, that sometimes you feel bad about feeling good. It just shows the differences between you. Esther's parents, both of them, are in poor health, and her mother especially is having compounding aggravated experiences. And so almost every day, Esther gets another emergency phone call about where it's at and what's happening. And Esther literally has to disconnect from the life she's living for a moment and focus completely upon what she's hearing in order to even survive the phone call. Because if she stays where she is and participates in that, the chaos in her energy is dramatic, you see. And we think that's part of what you're talking about. And so our question to all of you is, what is your ultimate responsibility? And we say, your ultimate responsibility is to stay connected to Source. And if you stay connected to Source, the universe will not line you up with those phone calls. The universe will not line you up with those experiences. One night, in the middle of this crisis, Esther left her cell phone in the car. And it was the first really good night's sleep she had because the phone didn't keep ringing. And in the morning, she awakened thinking, ah, things must be leveling out. Well, things hadn't leveled out at all. In other words, her voicemail was full of